It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
Today we'll look at an age-old custom in the construction trade that involves what a casual observer might take to be a placement of a Christmas tree at the top of a new building. The custom is called topping out, and though it doesn't actually have anything to do with the Christmas holidays, a look at the origins of this ritual will often take us to the lands of ice and snow and evergreen trees. No one seems to know exactly how or when this tradition was started, but the idea of announcing or celebrating the completion of a new structure can be linked back to the ancient Roman and Chinese cultures. However, these earliest rites were decidedly pagan, as they involved human or animal sacrifice. It was widely believed that evil spirits may have occupied the structure, and in the Middle Ages, holy men developed special blessings for new homes, ships, or public buildings. The hoisting of an evergreen tree atop the ridgepole was introduced in Scandinavia around 700 AD as a signal that the structure was whole and the completion party could begin. For some, the tree might have represented a wish for happiness and long life for the occupants. But there was also the worry among Teutonic tribes that tree spirits needed to be appeased for the killing of trees and for using the lumber. Scandinavian mythology suggests that man originated from a tree, and before cutting one, he would formally address it and ask that the forest grant him wood to build his home. Upon completion, the topmost branch of a tree was placed on the roof in honor of the forest. The Germans in the Black Forest may have invented the Christmas tree custom to celebrate the nativity of Jesus, and even in modern times, structures in Germany often sport an evergreen to signal the birth of a new building. The Swiss also lay claim to the custom of using a fir tree to signal topping out. For some cultures, hoisting an evergreen tree also symbolized that there was no loss of life in the construction process. These customs and beliefs were brought to the United States by immigrants who made the ritual a part of American culture in barn raisings and housewarmings. But Native Americans can also lay claim to the topping out ritual, as some tribes believe that no man-made structure should be taller than a tree. As construction of high-rise buildings became more prevalent, many of the contractors employed American Indians, some of whom insisted on placing a tree at a topped-out building. As iron workers replaced carpenters and iron and steel replaced timber as primary building materials, very often the American flag either replaced or joined an evergreen at the top of a completed structure. Flags were flown from the Brooklyn Bridge when the last strands of cable were laid, and by 1920, the tradition of flags and topping out photos was prevalent. The use of the flag has showed the support the ironworkers and their unions had for flag and country at various times of political clashes during the past 100 years. Today, the flag is often joined by an evergreen tree as a link to past history and the spirits of nature, be it Vikings, European immigrants, or Native Americans.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.